This is Two Ways Pete and Gabe Get Married, a Bandom fanfic featuring members of Fall Out Boy and Cobra Starship, written by Lalejandra and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, contains the pairing Gabe supporter Pete Wentz, with additional tags for Pete Wentz and his humans, marriage, best friends, chosen family, not fic, Gen marriage. Pete's lawyer is like, it would be better if you were married and could show a stable two-parent household. I know, that fucking sucks, but what the hell are you gonna do, man? And Gabe, who is there to hold Pete's hand and dispense pills as appropriate, says, wouldn't it look weird if he just got married? The lawyer shrugs. This is Pete. He could have been secretly dating someone for a year, and the judge would kind of understand. How would you prove secret dating? Asks Gabe, leaning forward a little. Like, holding hands in public, red carpet appearances, vacationing together? That doesn't sound very secret, says the lawyer. Great, then I'll marry Pete and we'll get custody of Bronx. Do I get a say in this? Asks Pete. Gabe turns to him and raises an eyebrow. You don't want to marry me? Seriously? Pete looks at the lawyer, who raises both hands. Confidential, the lawyer says. I don't want you to be stuck with me, Pete says in a rush. What if you meet someone? What about Aaron? Gabe shrugs. You and Bronx are more important to me than most of the other stuff in my life, he says. He slings an arm around Pete's shoulders and pulls him in tight. If you think this is the furthest I'd go to protect you, you're an idiot. He kisses Pete's forehead and then looks at the lawyer. Okay, set this up, whatever you have to do. And then they are best friends and chosen family forever, with added pieces of paper and probably a lot of children. Gabe is whining about how much he wanted to be married by this point in his life, and Pete is like, oh God, shut up, I will marry you. They really like being married, it turns out, to each other. Seeing Pete every day is kind of amazing. The sort of thing Gabe would have said would be overwhelming if someone had asked first, but the actual practical application of it? Yeah, no, it's awesome. Especially because Pete grins every time he sees Gabe, especially when he's on the phone and fighting with Ashley, even when he's puking up his pills from anxiety. It's not all fantastic. Pete's a fucking slob, and he tosses and turns all night, and he steals the covers, and he likes to be warm, and he'd rather order in than cook. Gabe considers himself a fucking New Yorker at this point, but even he has a limit for delivery. But this is all stuff Gabe had known about Pete before they got married. None of it is new or surprising. What's surprising is that Gabe doesn't mind any of it as much as he thought he would. He just picks up after Pete and reorganizes the spice cabinet after Pete makes hot chocolate. With cinnamon and cracked red pepper, which is not a delicious taste sensation. And he buys an extra blanket to keep on his side of the bed that's lighter than Pete's heavy down comforters. And he cooks when he gets the chance and feeds Pete vegetables before Pete can protest. They still sprawl out together and watch bad TV and take silly pictures of themselves for Twitter. And neither of them ever try to stop the other from doing what has to be done for their careers, although missing Pete when one of them is gone has become a gnawing ache in Gabe's chest, and anxiety in the back of his head. Sometimes, though, when they're watching TV and Pete's almost in Gabe's lap and Gabe is running his hand through Pete's hair, sometimes it's not enough for Gabe to have him there, for them to be best friends, for them to be looking into adoption and surrogacy and eggs and babies. Sometimes Gabe wants to tilt his head back and press kisses to his mouth, his eyelids, the curve of his jaw. And that is fucking scary. This is the first time Gabe's ever been scared shitless of Pete. Gabe takes the opportunity of a DJ gig in Vegas to sit himself down and evaluate the fuck out of his life. He knows that this could go two ways. He could pull back from Pete, keep their marriage on a friendship level, two dudes and their chosen family loving each other and making a platonic life together. Or he can give this a shot, go for it, sack the fuck up like he'd tell anyone else to do, communicate what he wants into the universe and see if his karma is good enough to give it to him. It turns out he doesn't have to do either, though, because Pete shows up in Vegas, grinning his fucking face off, and when they get back to the hotel room, Pete says, "So listen, this might be inappropriate, but when have I ever been appropriate? So, fuck it, right?" "Right," says Gabe. And then Pete kisses him. They are in love forever. Happy endings. The end.